They were exceeding amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" But Jesus beheld them, and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Now this clause at the end, the common interpretation of this is for people to say, well, the eye of the needle was the small gate inside the large gate, and that the camel had to be unpacked of all its possessions, the goods that were on it, and it had to be pushed through the door and shoved. It was very difficult to get a camel through that little door. I would say difficult, but not impossible. Why does Jesus say this is impossible with men? That's what I don't get. And on this eye of the needle thing, his disciples are marveling at it. If it was something in such common knowledge and such a common thing for people to understand, why are they marveling? Why does Jesus say it's impossible? I don't get that part. As far as the way the commonly way this is told to people, that, oh, it refers to a gate and so on and so forth. And yeah, it makes sense. They got to get rid of their riches so they can enter in the gate. Yeah, I mean, I definitely am with you there. But sometimes I wonder, it's like, well, that's not impossible. You know, a laden camel, he doesn't say a laden camel to go through the eye of the needle. It has to take off its pack first. But maybe they saw it as impossible in that man doesn't like to give up his possessions. He wants to live forever. He says, do the commandments. Do righteousness, basically, right? Do the things that are righteous. And he says, I've kept all these commandments. And he says, but you still lack something. There's one thing you lack yet. Sell all you have. What a difficult, you know, to ask someone. What if he asked you that question right now? Or me? Paul, sell everything you have right now. Sell it all. Give it to the poor. I couldn't do it. Well, you can't live forever then. Well, he didn't ask me to do it. That's another thing. He didn't ask this of everybody. Because he lacked something more than just it's his possessions. He lacked faith. Good master, he says, why do you call me good? And because I think what he's saying is, you don't believe in me. If you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. These are the works that man must do. Keep the commandments. Sell everything you have. You know, but if you want to, but according to, that's not the gospel. That, you know, this man did not believe in the Messiah. Well, I look at it. Because there's no work that I can do that's going to get me to heaven. That's going to allow me to enter into to eternal life. I hate when I say get me to heaven. I fall in that trap like everybody else. It's not about going to heaven. It's about inheriting eternal life. There's nothing I can do to inherit eternal life. As far as, well, I'll just won't do all these things and then I'll do one thing here. It won't be enough. He didn't just say sell all you have. He said sell all you have and follow me. Get rid of your possessions and follow me. Now, you said, but Paul, wait a second. You said a little while ago that you couldn't sell all you had. Well, I couldn't do it today. If I were to sell all I had, I'd have to immediately turn around and give it back to my family, my 6 children and my wife, or they would be in poverty. Now, I could definitely, if I felt like the call of God was on me to get up and walk out the door, and go and follow him. If I felt like, if he said, Paul, you have to do this now. Follow me. Leave all you have behind. I would have to do it. I don't want to do something like that. I would think like, well, what will happen to my children and my wife? You know, Peter did that. I don't think he had children, but he had a wife. But they had to leave. You know, and I would leave and follow. I would have to. Or otherwise, I would fail. I'm not a rich man. I have a few possessions, and my wife and children would need them. Peter left his house, but his wife was living there with her mother. Remember, earlier in the book, Peter's wife was there, or maybe that was another gospel. I think that was earlier in the thing, that his wife's mother was sick, right? And they came to the house, and he healed her, and she rose and served them. You know, so this is a man who has many possessions. It is hard for the rich to enter in. Very hard. Nearly impossible. I guess in that he said it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle, because it's even harder. Because the camel enjoys getting the pack off, you know? Whereas a rich man does not enjoy selling his cars and his houses and his giant screen TVs and so on and so forth, and all the wealth and possessions he possesses. He doesn't enjoy unlading himself. Because unlike a camel, he's not bearing it as a burden, though it is a burden. It is keeping him from everlasting life. We do need to give all we have for the Lord. We need to be willing. I'm willing to lose everything I have. I say that with knowledge that God could hold me to that. Every idle word men will give account for in judgment. And I say I don't want to, but if God commanded it, I would feel I had to. And I say, well, how do you know he hasn't commanded? Well, because he told certain people at certain times, where am I going to go? He is a knocking at my door. He's called me to serve him here, so I don't sell. I don't know if I could get much for it. I don't even know if I could get what I owe on what I have. So, really, this to me, I don't like to just hammer the rich not being one. It'd be easier for me to hammer the rich if I'd been one and I'd thrown my goods away. Because I don't know that temptation. I don't know the temptation of having so much that it needs to be gotten rid of in order for me to enter into life. I know I don't have that much possession. This one had great possessions. He isn't believing in Christ. He isn't saying, Lord, save me. He says, what must I do to inherit eternal life? I'm a wealthy man. I want something, I buy it. And he's thinking, well, I can do whatever it takes. What does it take? I'll do it. And Jesus lays it on him heavier than he can bear. Sell all you have. Give it to the poor. Come follow me. As he says to give it to the poor, he doesn't just say, sell all you have and then burn it. There's a good purpose. Teach the wealthy that they ought to distribute. That's what it says in the New Testament. I think of all the wealthy Christians out there, and it's such a funny phenomenon. Say, oh, how blessed I am of God. And you haven't even begun to try to fit through the eye of that needle. Because for a camel to get through a door is pretty difficult. But to get a fat man through a needle's eye, and I mean the little metal one, because that's how it's going to take for you. Because with man it is impossible. But with God even miracles are possible. How shall men cease from sin? With man this is impossible. With God it is not impossible. I'll tell you, nothing is impossible with God. But so many times people tell me, oh, lots of things are impossible. You can't have this, you can't do that.